Hello, my name's Tom Rebeck, and on this podcast, I'll be discussing Palo Alto Networks' planned acquisition of CloudGenix, announced on the 31st of March 2020. The deal marks a change in strategy for Palo Alto, which had previously focused on an internally developed SD-WAN product. The CloudGenix purchase is recognition that Palo Alto needs to move faster if it is to catch up with other players, especially direct competitors in the firewall market that have had commercial SD-WAN propositions for longer. For its part, CloudGenix's motives are uncomplicated. Other firms with SD-WAN products have more money and more customers, as well as established routes to market. These large firms include Cisco, Fortinet, Nokia, and VMware. Scores of small companies also have SD-WAN technology. CloudGenix's investors will be happy with the valuation, especially as the number of potential buyers was somewhat limited. The price, $420 million, is similar to the amount paid by VMware for VeloCloud and by Cisco for Viptela, two other notable SD-WAN deals. Palo Alto's purchase of CloudGenix is further sign that SD-WAN is now a feature of firewalls, or vice versa, depending on your perspective, rather than a separate product category. An integrated SD-WAN and firewall solution from a single vendor is becoming the default, especially for mid-market deployments. A strong SD-WAN product is important to help Palo Alto thrive in the longer term. Palo Alto, though, seems to have underestimated the speed of this shift to combined firewall and SD-WAN products. It only launched its first internally developed SD-WAN product in December 2019, long after rivals such as Cisco and Fortinet. Its stated target market is the largest 2,000 enterprises worldwide, and these firms may want to source best-of-breed SD-WAN and firewall solutions separately. However, Palo Alto's actual customer base of over 70,000 organizations is far more diverse. Many of these customers may prefer combined solutions, and even the largest firms may opt for an integrated box too, especially as these solutions are becoming ever more sophisticated. Palo Alto is also under investor pressure to do more with SD-WAN. It reduced its guidance for 2020 revenue by $90 million in February 2020, the lack of strong SD-WAN product possibly damaging sales. The lowered guidance caused its share price to drop by 20%, and the COVID-19 outbreak led to further falls. Palo Alto's share price is now down about 30% compared to the 1st of January. Its closest competitors, Check Point and Fortinet, have only suffered from a 10% loss since the start of the year. The prior reluctance of Palo Alto to buy an SD-WAN technology firm is all the more surprising given its strategy of making tuck-in acquisitions. It also has plenty of cash, over $3 billion at the end of the most recent quarter, and it has made several other purchases recently. This latest deal brings the total spend to over $2 billion since the start of 2018. Many of Palo Alto's competitors, including Cisco, Nokia, and VMware, have also used acquisition to gain SD-WAN capabilities. Palo Alto will be looking to integrate CloudGenix with its line of Prisma Access firewalls quickly. The deal should close by the end of July 2020, and the first product integration milestone should be complete within 3 months of closing. Even before then, the sales teams will start selling CloudGenix alongside existing products, a configuration already used by some customers. Palo Alto will continue to develop its existing internal SD-WAN product. The long-term positioning of the two SD-WAN solutions isn't clear, but CloudGenix will probably be offered as the advanced solution and the internally developed product used on simpler networks. Palo Alto will need to consider interoperability between the two SD-WAN solutions. Cisco attracts criticism for its two solutions, Meraki and Viptela, not working well together. The combined CloudGenix Palo Alto products should have a receptive audience. A number of operators have told us that their customers are more likely to specify their firewall vendor than their SD-WAN vendor, and Palo Alto is more often cited than its competitors. CloudGenix primarily targeted enterprises directly with an OTT solution, but Palo Alto's approach will be to go through service providers such as MSPs and telecoms operators. Investment by Palo Alto may be needed to make the CloudGenix product more suitable for these channels. Palo Alto competitor Fortinet has had notable success with SD-WAN, reporting 21,000 SD-WAN customers by December 2019. Palo Alto clearly has some catching up to do. However, operators are still adding new SD-WAN suppliers. GTT, Ooredoo, Orange Business Services, and Telenor have all selected Fortinet since September 2019. With its strong reputation, Palo Alto should be in a good position to compete for these contracts. It seems unlikely that the COVID-19 pandemic will accelerate the adoption of SD-WAN, and this may also help Palo Alto. IT departments are currently scrambling to solve problems relating to working from home rather than improving connectivity to empty offices. They are likely to at least postpone any major changes, such as adopting SD-WAN. Hardware availability will also be limited through much of 2020. This delay could work in Palo Alto's favour, as it will have more time to develop its own SD-WAN propositions. The success of combined SD-WAN plus firewall solutions among enterprises happened more quickly than Palo Alto had expected, and the lack of a suitable product has resulted in lost sales and lost investor confidence. The impact of this later acquisition won't be seen until late in 2020. Palo Alto is hoping that this is not too late.